Open your Bibles quickly to 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter. Second Timothy chapter 3. We're going to start with verse 10. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, Paul talking to Timothy and the church. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium, at Lystra. What persecution I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And from a child thou hast known that the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Flip over to chapter 4, verse 6. Paul said, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Come on and give the word some praise. Hallelujah. Paul said, I have fully known, you have fully known my doctrine. In other words, he's talking about what he preached. And how he ministered, what he done, how he lived, how he had explained the word of God, how he had expounded upon it by the revelation and the knowledge as the Holy Ghost gave it unto him. He said, you have known it, and you followed. In other words, he said, you have known it. You did a follow-up of this doctrine. You heard it before. You studied to show yourself approved, rightly dividing this word of truth that we preach, glory to God. Paul has said, you followed up that which was taught, that which you followed the function of it, the information, the learning, and the teaching. Everything that we have learned, God has gave it to us. Everything that we will ever learn, God will give it to us. He will supply every need according to his riches and glory. And God is not slack concerning his blessings. Like men count slackness, but God will bless you when you walk uprightly before him and lift up his mighty name and realize who you are in Christ Jesus. And when you realize these things, then you will know the scripture, and the scripture will make you wise unto salvation. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Paul said, I have fully known my doctrine, man of life. Man of life. It's a bringing up. Just like your parents brought you up, it was a manner of life or a way of life. Or it's a mode of living. You learn how to live according to what you learn. That's how you live, and that's what you go by. Now, there may be something wrong with it, glory to God, but you do what you know. A manner of life means a training. It means discipline. It means a led life, a way or a course of life. I like that part, a course of life. It is a way, glory to God, of instructions and direction. It will help you get through life. It will help you get through the storm. It will help you get through the trial. That's what Paul is talking about, glory to God. He said, it helped me to get through these circumstances and these situations. It helped me through the long suffering. It helped me through the shipwreck. It helped me, glory to God, when I was bitten bitten by a poison snake. It helped me, glory to God, when I was attacked by my countrymen. It helped me, why? Because I was taught these things. Paul's, glory to God, he started out on the wrong road, but he ended up on the right road, glory to God. He started out in the beginning, but he finished in the right way, glory to God. I'm here to tell you, glory to God, since we known God, since he came into our life, that's the right way, and that's the right course, and God will take you all the way, and you'll be able to finish this thing. A lot of people think they can't finish. You can finish. Paul said, man of life with purpose. Purpose. What is purpose? Purpose is a setting forth. One put forth his purpose first, then acts. God put forth his purpose. The scripture says in 2 Timothy 1:9 that God called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Don't you know God had already put a purpose already for you and I in Christ Jesus before you were even thought of in your mother's womb? The scripture said before the worlds began, the purpose was already there, glory to God. He put it in Christ Jesus already. He put the purpose there already for you and I. It was before the devil was kicked out of heaven, glory to God. The purpose was made. It was before Adam knew himself as man, glory to God. The purpose was already made. It was before Eve knew herself. The purpose was already there, glory to God. And God exposed that purpose. He set it forth. He set it forth into creation, glory to God. And it became the birds and the bees and the trees, glory to God. It became the sky. It became the waters, glory to God. It became the earth, glory to God. And the purpose was set forth in man, glory to God. Over in the Old Testament, it became the shewbread, glory to God. And the shewbread God set forth, demonstrating that he can provide for us our daily bread every day. That's why the scripture said, glory to God, give us this day our daily bread. God is able to provide every day and every time of the day and any part of the day that you have need of. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He put forth that purpose in the Old Testament temple, glory to God, which was a house, glory to God. He put the showbread to show Israel, I can supply your need, glory to God. And not only did he do that, glory to God, but he sent it forth a little farther, glory to God. He sent it forth in Jesus Christ, glory to God. And that brought in the New Testament. And over in the New Testament, it's not the showbread, but it's the living bread, glory to God. It's the living bread. And Jesus said, if you partake of this bread, you'll never hunger, glory to God. Why? Because he can supply every need. He brought forth the purpose, and the purpose came forth among us, and glory to God. And you know who the temple is? The temple is Y-O-U, glory to God. And that living word is on the inside of the temple, glory to God. That's why you're able to call forth those things or not, as though they are, glory to God. That's why you're able to lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. That's why you're able to open blind eyes and the blind will see, glory to God. That's why you can rebuke the enemy and he'll flee from the glory to God. That's why you can bind your flesh, glory to God. Why? Because the purpose is there. And when the purpose is there, it takes all power over all the power of the enemy. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. God exposed the purpose. It's a setting forth. He put forth that purpose to show you that God can supply every need that we have need of. That's why he called the purpose Jehovah Jireh, Hakomo Boshaka. God will provide. Hallelujah. Come on and give us some praise. He called him Jehovah Sitkanu, my righteousness. Come on and give him some praise. He called him Jehovah Shalom, my peace. Glory to God. Come on and give him some praise. He called him Jehovah Rohi. Glory to God. For he is our shepherd. Glory to God. He called him Jehovah Tishkanu. Glory to God. The one who provides, the one who sanctifies. Glory to God. Come on and lift him up. He called him Jehovah Makadis. Glory to God. The one who healed. Glory to God. I'm here to tell you, everything was put in place, and all we got to do, glory to God, is go to the place place that is put, glory to God, and that's the temple, and call his name. And when you call his name and you call the thing that you have need of, God will bring you forth in his name. Glory to God. It was brought forth by his purpose and grace. Greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. Greater is he, the purpose that is in us, the living bread, than he, the works of the human that's in the world. Glory to God. Jesus came, he did away with those works. He came with the purpose. He came with a reason. We got a right to live. Hallelujah. He came, glory to God, to fight the good fight. Paul is talking about fighting the good fight. Don't you know Jesus fought a good fight? Glory to God. He finished his course. He went all the way to Calvary for you and I. Glory to God. He didn't lose anything along the way. He suffered much, glory to God. He long suffered much, glory to God. But he finished the course. You might be going through some things that they, the persecution Paul talking about, but hold on, glory to God. Hold on to the course, glory to God, because God has enabled you to finish. And all you got to do is look to the end, and you will see the finish, glory to God. And God will be there to greet you and say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Come on and give it some praise. Paul, he's talking about the stuff he went through. Faith, he had faith was there. That's in the purpose. Faith, long-suffering. Persecution is in the purpose. Charity, that spontaneous love is there. Patience is there in the purpose. All of these things are in the purpose. Persecution, affliction. Paul said it came unto him everywhere he went. I don't care where you go, glory to God. The scripture said trouble is all around us, glory to God. But we are not, glory to God, perplexed, glory to God. Hallelujah. We are not in despair, glory to God. It might be all around us. It's going to come to you. You can't duck it, glory to God. You can't hide from it, glory to God. But all you got to do is look unto the author and the finisher of the purpose, glory to God. And when you look unto him, he's able to bring you out, just like Paul said. Paul said, I am doing it anyway. I got beat up anyway. I was in the shipwreck anyway. I was attacked by the king anyway. I was attacked, glory to God, by my countrymen anyway. But I endured it anyway, glory to God. And the Lord that purposed delivered me out of them all. Come on and give me some praise. Hallelujah. My God. Paul said, yeah, and all that would live godly. See, you got to do something. Jesus did exactly what the Father told him to do. You say, well, that was Jesus. He wasn't having the same problem we had. Yes, he did. Thank God he had the same problem. If he hadn't, we wouldn't be here. He had the same situation, the same circumstances that you were going through. But the purpose is there. The persecution is in the purpose. And what you were going through is for you. But you got the purpose just like everybody else. Jesus Christ, the living bread, the bread of life, glory to God. The one who was, is, and is to come. You got everything that you have need of, glory to God. You don't have to go to the bank to get what you need. You don't have to go, glory to God, to any charity to get what you need. You don't have to go to your relative to get what you need, glory to God. You got everything that you have need of on the inside. And you said, sometime I ask and I don't get it, glory to God. But you got to do like Paul. You got to hold on, glory to God. You got to endure, glory to God. So you don't get nothing in this, something in this life, nothing in this life doing nothing, something in this life doing nothing, but you got to do something to get something. That's strange, glory to God. Everything you do, glory to God, bring forth the harvest. So I'm here to tell you to do the right thing, glory to God, to put your faith in God. Like the scripture said, all things that have faith in him, glory to God, God will deliver them and set them free in their hour of persecution. Come on and give him some praise. So you got to live holy and godly in Christ Jesus. Suffer persecution. He did. But evil men, the human works that are in the world, are going to work worse and worse. Like the pastor said, it's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. I told my son, I said, you keep on drinking if you want to. It ain't going to get better. It's going to get worse. All of the things that you're facing now, glory to God, when they come down the road, it's going to be worse than now. Glory to God. Why? Because it's a brand new day. Now is right now, but you don't know what tomorrow holds. But I'm here to tell you, as long as you got hold of the purpose, the author and the finisher, glory to God, he'll reveal it to you along the way, glory to God. He'll be with you along the way, glory to God. He'll strengthen you along the way. He'll minister to you along the way. He'll whisper a quiet voice to you saying, you can make it, glory to God, because I'm with you, glory to God. And when I'm with you, and when the enemy come against you, nothing will enemy or any way harm you, glory to God. Why? Because I'm with you on this course. Hallelujah. Come on and give us some praise. It's going to wax worse and deceiving and being deceived. In other words, it's saying there that those that are doing the deceiving, they're going to be deceived. Birds of a feather flock together. Don't you think because they call you friend that they're really friend? When the way gets hard and the water gets deep and the fire gets hot, you look around, you by yourself. Glory to God. But Paul, when he was going through the storms, glory to God, he was not by his. That's why he told the men, he said, y'all stay in the ship, glory to God. As long as you stay with me, the purpose, glory to God, you're going to make it, glory to God. And when you look around, you still got some help. When your friends done left you, glory to God, that's because you know who you are in God, and you can call upon his name, glory to God. And if God had to send a ship down out of heaven, glory to God, he'll send it. Whatever he got to do, it's already been done, glory to God. All you got to do is want to get out, and when you want to get out, he'll bring you out, glory to God. All you got to do, glory to God, is call upon his name. God said, I'll hold back no good thing from the ones who walk upright before him. God ain't going to hold back anything from you, but you got to learn how to endure a little while. Come on and give us some praise. Hallelujah. We're all in trials. I asked myself the other day, I said, God, how much can I endure? And God said, how much do you want to endure? I said, God, I'm tired right now. But he said, you got to run the course. Hallelujah. You can't get out of the storm, glory to God, by sitting there belly aching and crying. You got to run to some shelter, glory to God. I'm here to tell you that Jesus is our high tower. He is that place where we can run to and be safe, glory to God. That might not be no covering on you, but you got to remember this thing. The covering is God Almighty. He covered us with his covenant. He covered us with his son. That shed of that blood, glory to God. All we got to do is call upon his name and run to him, glory to God, and we are safe, glory to God. It may look like we are facing death, man, and about to go under, glory to God. But remember this one thing. Just endure and finish the course, glory to God. Because there's much weight and laying up for you and I when we finish that course. We got to finish it down here. Yeah. A lot of people think when they get to heaven, they're going to run out the course. Course finished here on this side of the grave. And nothing over there but joy. Peace. Ain't no more long suffering. Ain't no more sickness, glory to God. We're going to be in the fullness of the purpose, glory to God. Ain't going to be no more cursing. Ain't going to be no more hate over that, glory to God. We got to get through all that stuff on this side, glory to God. That's why it's going to wax worse and worse, glory to God. But great is he that's within us than he that's in the world. As long as we got Christ in, I can get through the mess, glory to God. I can get through the junk, glory to God. I can get through the persecution. I can get through everything that confronts me, glory to God. Come on and give us a praise. That's why it's the day that wait upon me shall renew their strength. Glory to God. They shall mount up. In other words, God, when God says time, it's time. When it's time for you to complete that course. You know what the course is? It's the whole life. It's a whole course. But it's in increments. This mess today, that mess the next minute. That's a course. But you got to run it out. You got to finish it. Because if you don't finish it, that means you don't trust the purpose. You don't trust Jesus Christ. You got to finish that segment of that course. You got to run it out. You say, well, I'm sick and I can't do it. But what did Paul say? Paul said, though I'm weak, yet I'm made strong in Christ Jesus. In other words, he didn't have his mind stayed on his weakness, but his mind was stayed on Christ. Glory to God. He didn't have his mind stayed on what might happen if he keep on thinking about that weakness, but he had his mind stayed on Christ. Glory to God. For the victory. Glory to God. And when you keep your mind stayed on him, guess what? You got a victory. Glory to God. And that's where the peace is. And that's where the joy is. When you think on these things. Glory to God. Things that are pure, things that are prosperous, things that are full of joy. When you think on these things, that's where the peace and the joy is, glory to God. Don't think on those ill things. Don't think on the things that are going to wax worse, glory to God. But let me tell you one thing. The Bible said they're going to wax worse, glory to God. But God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He ain't going to change, glory to God. What he purposed for you and I in the beginning is still the same. And it's greater and it's more powerful than anything on this earth, glory to God. So all you got to do is hold on to his unchanging hand, glory to God, and God will give you that perfect peace in the midst of every storm. Come on and give us a praise. Hallelujah. Paul said, but continue in the things which I have learned. A lot of people forget about who they are in Christ. You got to stand up against, let me tell you something, you got to stand up against the oppositions no matter what. He said, if it be all possible, live what? Peaceful among men. He wasn't talking about the other guy. He's talking about you. If it be at all possible that you got yourself right, when that anger come upon you, when that persecution comes your way, is your house in order? Hallelujah. He's not talking about the next guy that you can point your finger at, glory to God. But he's talking about while you remember you are the temple, glory to God. They might be the temple also, glory to God. They might say some unkind thing, glory to God. But he said it to be all possible. You got to live peaceful among them, glory to God. You can't do what they do, glory to God. But as long as you live peaceful, you are showing forth the light of God. That's why he called us the light of the world and the salt of the earth, glory to God. You got to fight this thing. You got to endure this thing. You can't give up, glory to God. You got to keep on keeping on. I don't care what's going wrong, glory to God. God said, I'll never leave you, neither will I fail you in this world. Come on and give me some praise. This is the conclusion of fighting a good fight, of the persecution that you went through. I don't like persecution. Show me somebody that likes persecution. I'll show you a liar. Nobody likes persecution because you can't define persecutions except that they come in all kinds of different ways and all kinds of different stuff. And they come to you and you only. But you got to be able to endure and weather that storm. You got to depend upon Jesus Christ. You can't depend upon anybody else. Paul didn't depend upon anybody else. He said, for I am now ready. In other words, the word ready means to pull out. Paul said, I'm not ready. In other words, I'm already being poured out. Referring to his approach unto the other life. I don't know about you, but we're about to get up out of here. We just don't know when. We're already being poured out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you got to endure until God speak that word and said, tell you to come on home. Glory to God. Paul said, I'm not ready to be offered up. and time of my departure is at hand. I have what? Fought a good fight.
Yeah. Come on, come on. Yeah.
He said, I fought a good fight.
Yeah.
I have finished my course. Let me tell you something. All the stuff you're going through, don't tell yourself, I didn't do so good today. Oh, you did all right, glory to God, because you are still living. That means that you fought a good fight. You might have failed, glory to God, but you was able to get up by the power of God and continue on the course, glory to God. Paul said, I fought a good fight, glory to God. I fought a good fight. I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith, glory to God. He fought a good fight. Hallelujah. The good fight means to contend against opposition. He contended against every opposition that there was known unto man.
Amen.
Guess what? We are doing the same thing.
Amen.
Guess again. Jesus did it before we did. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Guess again. Because he did it, we can do it. Come on, Moshaka. Glory to God. One other thing, Jesus finished. And guess what? Paul finished. And guess again, we are going to finish. Glory to God. As long as we hold on to his unchanging hand. I ain't worried about the next cloudy day. I'm just thinking about the victory. Glory to God. I ain't worried about the next sickness. Glory to God. Because I can look to the healer. Glory to God. I ain't worried about the persecution, glory to God. I ain't worried about the talk, glory to God. Because his word, glory to God, is greater than any other word. The Bible says it's a word above every word, a name above every name, glory to God. So I'm not worried about the things that are going to come my way. I'm just keeping my mind stayed up on Christ. And that's what you got to do. That's why it said those that will live uprightly before him and godly before him are going to receive that crown. Come on and give me some praise. I'm so glad that, well, I won't say actually I'm glad, but I put it this way. I can't help you get your crown.
Amen.
I can't even help you get through your persecutions. See, well, you know Christ. I can pray. What else did Paul say in here? He said, I fought a good fight. I helped my cause and I kept what? The faith. If you ain't got no faith, there's no sense in me praying for you. If you weak, then I'm just wasting some words. Hallelujah. And if you're going to be afraid of what somebody said to you, look at it this way. It's a boomerang effect. A boomerang always come back home to the owner. So don't worry about the persecution because it's coming back to the owner, glory to God. If you didn't put it out, you ain't going to get it, glory to God. But if you gave out the love, the charity, glory to God, while you was in that persecution, glory to God, the good things are going to come back to you. That's already in you, glory to God. And the guy that sent the boomerang out, or the woman that sent the boomerang is coming back. And guess what? It's more powerful than it was when it went out because it gained momentum coming in. Come on, Moshaka. Come on and give God some praise. Glory to God. Don't worry about them saying unkind things to you because it gains momentum. That's what God meant when you plant that seed. Up come a harvest, glory to God. A harvest that's so big you can't have room enough to contain it. That's a seed, glory to God. And when you plant that seed, guess what? You're going to reap that harvest.
Yes.
Glory to God. A seed. Guess what? The purpose became a seed. Up came a tree. Guess what? That was the good seed. But that was another bad seed that planted a seed. Up came a tree. Jesus used an illustration about the tree, glory to God. That on a tree there are many limbs, many leaves. There are some buds on there. There's some flowers, some bark on the tree. All of that belongs to the seed, glory to God, that you planted. So I'm here to tell you, watch what you say about somebody else. Don't worry about what the persecution is going to do to you, glory to God. You just keep your house in order. You keep the purpose, glory to God, before you, glory to God. Keep this temple in order, glory to God. Because when you plant that seed, it's coming up, glory to God. That means that look what the tree got. It's got all these things in it. It operates in a season, glory to God. In the fall, it loses its leaves, glory to God. In the winter, it ain't got nothing, glory to God. In the summer, it begin to bud again, glory to God. But the seed is still bad. If you don't repent, the seed is still bad. And guess what? It's going to wax worse and worse, glory to God. And it's going to gain more momentum, glory to God. If you don't ask for that forgiveness, that seed is going to multiply in your life and with that harvest. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. People plant them bad seeds. I'm to the point now, sister, I just laugh. Because I know I'm going to have to pray for them when the harvest starts coming up. Hallelujah. But I know I'm not going to be a partaker of that harvest. I ain't going to beat up on them with a hammer. I'm just going to give them the word that I gave before. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap, glory to God. See, God, I told my son, God don't have to jump down out of the sky and do nothing. He done all he gonna do. He done said all he can say. I said, man, think he's so smart. He's still governed by the word of God. He can be lawless all he want to, but it still come under the word of God, glory to God. And God put that word there. Whatsoever he sow, glory to God, he's going to reap, glory to God. Paul sowed good seed. That's why he said, I finished my course. I fought a good fight, glory to God. I didn't lay down my life, but I took it up, glory to God. And I ministered, glory to God. I held on to this gospel, and I preached the truth, glory to God. That's what Paul was saying over there. I preached the truth, glory to God. I wasn't like those other men that was infidels. I didn't let that affect me, but I preached what Christ gave unto me. And when I preached that, I was able to finish my course. Come on and give God some praise.
But thus saith the Lord, truly my word has been established. It has been established before even man would walk upon the earth. Those that follow after my word, they shall live. They shall prosper. They shall go over and not under. They shall be the first and not the last. They shall be the head and not the tail. But those that follow not after my word, they shall truly reap. My law is immutable. My law changes not. My law says that if you sow bad, ye shall reap it. It shall come back unto you. Press down, shake it together, and run it over. And men shall give it unto you. Ye shall reap it yourself. But I am the Lord your God. Finish the course that I've laid out. Finish the purpose and I shall bless thee. Finish the purpose and I shall keep thee. Finish the purpose and I shall protect thee, saith the Lord. Oh.
Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Come on and give the Most High some praise. He's worthy. Come on and lift him up. You ought to stand on your feet and give him some praise. You ought to lift him up, glory to God. He got you out of that gutter. He got you out of that dark place, glory to God. You ought to stand on your feet and give the Most High some praise. For he's worthy, glory to God. He's high, glory to God. He's high and lifted up. Come on and give him some praise. Glory to his holy name. I'm closing. Paul said, I'll finish. That means that he completed. He fulfilled the works of the ministry. He carried it out to the fullness, glory to God. He started wrong, but he finished right, glory to God. He said, I'll finish my course, glory to God. What is a course? It's a career. It's a course of our occupation. It's a course of life, glory to God. We have that living life on the inside of us. We have an occupation. If you're looking for an occupation, look unto Jesus, glory to God. If you're looking for a way of life, look unto Jesus, glory to God. Remember, he's that living word, that living bread, that's still living on the inside of us. And glory to God. God is not going to depart this temple, glory to God, but he's going to finish the course. Come on and give us a prayer. fall down front. Hallelujah. God is worthy. Glory to God. Worthy.